On this first day and first Lord's Day of a new year, let us commence with hymn number 700. 700. Great God, to thee we come and solemnly confess, our hearts are prone to roam from paths of righteousness. We view the year already past and see great cause to be abashed. Hymn number 700.
Oh, Let us read together from the Word of God in the first book of Samuel, chapter 6, and as far as verse 12 of chapter 7. The first book of Samuel, chapter 6, and chapter 7, as far as verse 12. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us, wherewith shall we send it to his place?" And they said, "If ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering, then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why this hand is not removed from you." Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden emeralds, and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emeralds and images of your mice that mar the land, and ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure, he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wonderfully among them? Did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore, make a new cart, and take 2 milch kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. And take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which ye return him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see, if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us." And the men did so, and took two milch kine and tied them to the cart and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold and the images of their emeralds. And the kine took the straight way to Beth Shemesh and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrificed sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord. For Ashdod one, for Gaza one, for Ashkelon one, for Gath one, and Ekron one. And the golden mice accorded the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords, both of fenced cities and of the country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Beth Shemite. And he smote the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us?" And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-jearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you." And the men of Kirjath-jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab and in the hill and sanctified Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, "If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth, and serve the Lord only. And Samuel said, "Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord." And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said, "There, we have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines." And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Here then we lay the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us and help us now to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that spares our lives to see the commencement of another year of time. And Lord, and we do humbly pray, dear Lord, that thou graciously help us now so that we worship thee this day. Yea, Lord, could it please thee to help us to worship thee every day in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. O Lord, we look upon the year indeed that has passed. Lord, and as we have sung, we have great need to be abashed. But dear Lord, we do mourn. We mourn over our sin and iniquity, our transgressions, and those faults and failings. We mourn, dear Lord, over our unbelief. Lord, we mourn over then our sin. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt help us and be with us. But Lord, whilst we do mourn, Lord, and we come, we hope we come rightly before thee, because we are the earth and earthly, and thou art in heaven, thou art holy, and thou canst not look upon sin but with abhorrence. But we pray that thou wilt indeed look upon us through thine own dear beloved Son, Jesus, who came to seek and to save the lost, and who indeed has promised, did promise here on earth, is here written in thy word. And we plead it now before thee. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So, Lord, may we come. Oh, as one said, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, and helpless look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. O Lord, we pray thou prevent it by thy grace. And pray, dear Lord, that thou art thus shine into our hearts. Lord Jesus, we think of thy word, those words that thou didst give utterance to, not so long before thou didst was crucified on Calvary's cross. Thou didst say to thy disciples, and again they're found in thy word, "Oh, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you." Then thou didst say, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Oh, Lord, do graciously apply those words to our heart and to our soul. Speak, Lord, like Samuel said elsewhere. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Oh, that we may hear the words of truth, of grace, and of love, and of mercy to our poor, never-dying souls, even this day. Lord, even through the foolishness of preaching, oh, that we may hear the word of thy grace, may know the Saviour's love shed abroad in our hearts, that love that passes all knowledge and all understanding, Gracious Lord, do blessedly help us, we do beseech thee. Pray, Lord, then, that thou be mindful of us now. O Lord, personally, Lord, we were being a little upset, Lord, because we couldn't come to Swayze. But we do thank thee, Lord, for this means. Lord, that we are able this morning at least to speak to the dear friends. And we ask, Lord, for thy blessing to rest upon thy word. Lord, we cannot see their faces. Lord, but thou seest them. Thou seest us each, Lord. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou remember us. Lord, it's not our faces, it's our hearts. Oh, and it's, Lord, our hearts to be made right and to be found right at last. Oh, Lord, we've been spared through another year. We come now to the commencement of 2023. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that thou be with us. We know not, Lord, is so true, what a day or an hour may bring forth. So, Lord, there is great need for each of us, Lord, from the eldest of us down to the youngest of us, to say, oh, to pray sincerely, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform. It is all of grace. In Christ's obedience, clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I live my head with joy among the sons of God. Lord, do bless us. Do wash us in that precious fountain of thine own heart's blood. Dear Lord, do cleanse us from all our sin and all our guilt. And dear Lord, do clothe us in thy righteousness, for we have none of our own. But oh, we need, Lord, that covering, the covering of the robe of righteousness to be upon us, so that we may come and stand before thee in that last tremendous day of our life, Lord, when we're bidden to part with time and enter upon eternity. Oh, that it may be, Lord, like dear Apostle Peter, Paul says, to be with Christ, which is far better. Ah, Lord, and we think of some, dear Lord, that we've known and loved, Lord, and known and loved, Lord, those friends of the past at Swayze and others, Lord, and we've stood around the grave, Lord, of some even of more recent times in the latter part of the last year. Ah, Lord, and we think of them, Lord, where they are now. Lord, that they're with Jesus, they're with him in glory. Oh, we ask, Lord, may I with them numbered be now and throughout eternity. Lord, we cannot bear that piercing thought, what if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call. And so we would go on and pray as the dear hymn writers did. Prevent it by thy grace, and be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this, the accepted day. So that, Lord, we come at last, sing around thy throne. Oh, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? We must revel in hell, were not salvation free. But salvation is free. And dear Lord Jesus, thou didst come make a way for poor dying sinners. Oh, and we come to thee, Lord, that thou wilt bless our souls this day. Grant us, Lord, that gracious, blessed assurance that our names are found there, they're recorded in heaven, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hear then our prayers. Remember, Lord, we pray, our dear friends, the church and congregation at Swavesey, undertake for them, graciously help them, bless them together, bind them together, be with them, go before them, Lord, in all the untrodden steps. Oh, that they may know what the blessing, the promise that the children of Israel were given just prior to Moses' death. Oh, the Lord, it is that doth go before thee. He'll be with thee and not fail thee, nor forsake thee. May that be, Lord, so for each and every one at Swayze. Undertake for them, bless them, be for thy dear people, Lord, everywhere. Lord, through the length and breadth of our land, through this wide world, gracious Lord, do abundantly bless thy world. We pray, Lord, that thou remember our friends at Old Office at Swavesey. Undertake for them, Lord, do bless them. Be with them in all their cares and burdens, responsibilities. Lead and guide and direct them. Lord, and lead and guide and direct them as a church and people, we pray. Oh, that they may see thy good hand. They may see the Lord going before them. And Lord, so direct, Lord, to do thy will. And then, Lord, as the younger ones, Lord, we pray for them. Lord, as the children, those at school, and maybe those at university, Lord, we pray for them each, help them, grant them success in their studying, and Lord, and bring them through it all, we pray. And there's the little ones. Lord, we wouldn't forget them. Dear Lord Jesus, thou hadst compassion upon them. Oh, Lord, thou wouldst not send the children away. No, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, was thy word. And pray, Lord, thou help us to remember this. We ask thee, Lord, to bless the children. Keep them, Lord, in thy fear. O Lord, thou knowest the sad, solemn day in which we live. Lord, when there's so much evil put before our children, we pray, Lord, that thou watch over them. May they be brought to see and realise that some things are wrong, some things are false, some things are incorrect. We ask, Lord, thy help for them. O Lord, thou knowest the evil, Lord, why black is put for white and white is put for black. And Lord, and we pray thou deliver them, Lord, from all evil. Lord, there now is those that advocate the transgender movement and the LGBT movement. Lord, we ask thee, Lord, to overturn the evil designs of wicked men and frustrate their intentions. Lord, thou knowest the Scottish Parliament, Lord, goes along this dangerous road. And Lord, we pray that Westminster Parliament may not be allowed to do the same. Oh, that thou overturn it all, Lord. Overturn it. Lord, we read it. Somewhere, I believe it's Isaiah or Ezekiel, I will overturn, overturn, overturn 3 times. Oh, Lord, do overturn these evil designs, we pray. And change men's hearts. Change their hearts, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us then to pray for those that rule and reign over us also. Lord, do lead and guide them and direct them in the affairs of state, but oh, that thou start a mighty work of grace in their hearts. Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou didst change Manasseh's heart. Thou art able to change our Prime Minister's heart and the members of his government. Lord, do graciously work, we pray. Remember our King and the royal household. Be with them and graciously help. Lord, lead and guide. Heavy burden, responsibility that rests upon them, graciously help. Lord, do then hear our prayers. Now, Lord, as those that walk in bereavement's path comfort their hearts, do graciously support them and be with them, Lord. There are those, Lord, in sickness and afflictions. They need thy help. Some, dear Lord, maybe drawing near to the end of life's journey as we view it. But, Lord, thou knowest, it's all known to thee. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless, heal and restore if it is thy will. Otherwise, Lord, do grant thy blessing in their souls. But Lord, the riches of thy grace and thy love, they may know pardon sealed and peace with God. Lord, and do graciously help others. Lord, some are in some deep trials. Lord, and sometimes, Lord, it's to do with the family, Lord, and maybe with sickness and affliction and other things and matters. Lord, do graciously help. Hear then our prayer. Bring a stop to war in Ukraine and elsewhere in this world. We do pray. And oh, that men's hearts may be turned to God and to godliness. Hear though prayer for those that suffer in need and poverty. Those, Lord, that are persecuted for thy name's sake. Lord, and hear prayer for those that have left and forsaken thy ways. Lord, do go to them, visit them, snatch them as brands from the burning, turn their heart, their feet to Zion's hill. Oh, they may be like that prodigal. Oh, and I will return to my father's house. There is food enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Oh, Creator, Lord, a new heart, a clean heart within them, Lord. A heart consecrated unto the Lord God of heaven and of earth. Hear our poor prayers. Graciously help us. Ah, Lord, and be with us. Lord, we think of thy dear servant that is to preach at Swayze tonight in thy will. Do help him, Lord, and help us now. And come, dear Lord, and fulfill thy word, thy promise. Ah, Lord, we thank thee for all the mercies we have, the many blessings, the many favours. Lord, mercies count to the sands. Lord, our food and drink and beds and roof over our heads, comforts. But Lord, we pray that thou help us now. Oh, for that blessing of God that makes rich. Then, dear Lord, do come, fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open once more. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We pray that worthy name of Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 293. 293. Encompassed with clouds of distress, and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive I pour out my song and stretch forth my hands unto God. Hymn 293.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the first book of Samuel, chapter 7, and the last few words of verse 12. 1 Samuel, chapter 7, the last few words of verse 12. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. The verse reads, Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, called it the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Last week, I think it was almost every day, a text came to my mind and I thought, yes, that would be very suitable to speak at Swayze with. And then the next day there was another text and I got to the end of the week and I didn't know what to do. And yesterday morning I asked the Lord to show me clearly what and where my text should be for this morning. And I asked the Lord to show me as I would go shortly and pick up the daily light. And yesterday morning, the last quotation of the reading in the daily light was these words, Hitherto hath the Lord helped. And so that's how I've come by the text. But it is so true. And hitherto, as we look back over the year that is now past, and some of us have been in some trials and difficulties and some afflictions and sorrows, but this word is so blissfully true. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And maybe perhaps some of the younger ones, the children there. Perhaps it was in the middle of the year when those examinations were being taken and so much depended on your results. And the Lord heard prayer. You tried, you say, well, I don't know whether I pray, but no, but you did try to pray, didn't you? You did try to pray. You did look up. There was a secret, Lord, help me. Your prayer, dear soul, doesn't have to be long. It is the upward glance into the eye when none but God is near. Oh, yes, as you went into those examinations, Lord, help me. And I say, success was granted. And, you know, it is hitherto. Now you come to January 1, 2023. And it is hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You're not at the end yet. Maybe you're not at the end of your studies yet. But it's hitherto, thus far. Thus far my God has led me on and made his truth and mercy known. You say, I can't come in there. Yes, you can. You ask the Lord to help you with those exams. And the Lord helped you. The Lord granted you success. It is true. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Yes, you're not at the end. But, dear soul, dear young one, carry on, looking up, looking heavenward, asking the Lord's help. Yes, when you go into the next exam, Lord, help me. And perhaps again, the end of 2023, if you and I are spared, again, it'll be hitherto, hath the Lord helped us. Well, there's many things that we could go into in a, perhaps a providential way and manner. Hitherto, and the Lord helped us. But what a blessing if you and I can go into it in a spiritual way and manner as well, whereby we can humbly hope and believe that the Lord has helped us and brought us thus far along in that pilgrimage journey to that towards that promised land. But I have to say that I looked at this and what was this all about? Why was the children of Israel here gathered together? Why was it Samuel was talking to them in the way he did? And I had to do some research, and it has made me think and search my own heart. Oh, the things that I found looking at the Word of God and elsewhere. Oh, and yes, you know, you've got to go back. You see, Israel, Moses, Samuel says here in the third verse of this chapter, he spoke to them that if ye do return unto the Lord with all your heart, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your heart unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. And then, you know, there's a very solemn thought as to why and how they got into this state and this condition. And we have to go back here into chapter 2 of this book. And we read here in verse 12 of how Eli's sons, yes, Ophni and Phinehas, and oh, and how they caused the people to abhor the sacrifice of God. Now, that's very, very solemn, that if your conduct and mine should cause others to abhor the sacrifice of God, if it caused you and I, that others should, if we're the cause of others going away from the Lord's house, the ordinances of God's house, if we're the cause of it, what a solemn thing. You see, verse 17 of chapter 2, wherefore the sin of the young men was very great. That's Ophni and Phinehas. Yes, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. When they went to offer, yes, make their sacrifice to the Lord, why, these two men, they did those things that were not right. And so they abhorred and they left going. There was no point in going. Oh, friends, our religion. Oh, it search me, O God, and try me and know my heart and see if there be any wicked way in me. But then you turn over a little and we find that here in the third chapter, I think it is, that, yes, there's, or rather the fourth chapter, there was this where there was a battle. Israel went out against the Philistines to battle. Yes. Oh, you know, it's in this chapter where you find that the Ark of God was taken. Oh, it is a mystery. It's a mystery as to why the Lord permitted the Ark of God to be taken by the Philistines. And, you know, there was, you see, Israel has sinned. They've abhorred the sacrifice of God and they've gone astray. Oh, search me, O God, and try me and know my heart and see if there be any wicked way in me. Keep me, preserve me, watch over me. And the ark of God then is taken. That is, you see, there was the ark of God. There was the mercy seat, the tabernacle that Moses made. And there was the ark that was put in within the tabernacle. But this ark was taken wherever the children of Israel went. And there was the cloud that was above by day and the fire pillar of fire by night. And the ark of God was there in their midst. And in that ark was the tables of stone written with the finger of God. Oh, friends, you see, and how solemn, sacred this was. Oh, friends, we may realize a little of the sacredness and the holiness of Almighty God. Well, the ark is taken, and the Philistines then have now got the ark. Oh, and they start, to start with, they're rejoicing because they've got the ark, and they think that they're going to now get on very, very wonderful. But not so. They came and set it up in their own temple, their own idolatrous way. They set it up in the house of Dagon. Oh, Dagon, their god. And they put it there. And you know the story, the account, Dagon falls down. And not only once, but twice. You know, it doesn't stand before the mighty God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. So the Philistines then, as we started our reading here in chapter 6, why they now want, as we'd read it then, and I tried to study this yesterday, and oh, and how they sent back. You know, it was in the hands of the Philistines 7 months. Now then, what was Israel doing for 7 months? They don't appear to be worried about the ark. The Philistines have got it. Ah, and there's nothing we can do about it. Is that really the right way to go on? Well, you say, of course it wasn't. But what about ourselves? What about ourselves? We need to examine ourselves. Oh, and yes, and they eventually send this ark back. First of all, in chapter 5, they've got this ark, and because it's fallen down before their god Dagon, they send the ark to Ekron, another place of the Philistines, and they cry out, they brought about the ark of God to slay us, and they don't want it, and this is where it's sent back. Oh, and the remarkable thing is how they get these two, kine here. They tie them to this ark, this cart. They put the ark on it. And this ark makes a straight way for Beth Shemesh, which was obviously not far away. It was a few miles. I think it was about 10. And it goes, the straight line to Beth Shemesh, lowing as they went. Yes, the divine control of Almighty God. Yes, these kine lowing as they went, their calves were there in the stall. and yet they still kept going forward. All against nature, because God will have his ark back with his people. Yes, God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. But then here they come to Beth Shemesh, and here they are reaping in the harvest field. And they take this ark, they rejoice to see it, and they sacrifice. They killed the kine and offered it all as a sacrifice to the Lord. But then, you see, they did something that they shouldn't have done. Oh, friends, and doesn't that ring a bell in your heart and mine? Now, sometimes we've done something we shouldn't have done. What do they do? They looked into the ark, which was totally, utterly forbidden. It was for the high priest, and that only once a year. Oh, they smote, and the Lord smote. Verse 19 of chapter 6. And he, the Lord, smote the men of the Shemesh. It's an enormous amount, 50,000 and 70. 50,070 men were slain because of this sin of looking into the ark of the Lord. Whether all these people looked into it or not, we don't know. But the anger of the Lord was certainly turned against them because of this disobedience to God's word. Oh, friends, you know, and you go back to Adam and Eve, there was disobedience there. They mustn't eat of the fruit of the tree in the center of the garden. Here they mustn't look into the ark of the Lord, but they did so. And the Lord was angry. But then what to me struck me so solemnly was this. The last verse of chapter 6 is they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord. Come ye down, fetch it up unto you." They didn't want it. Oh, God's judgments. They didn't want it. You know, it reminded me of the case in the gospel where the Lord heals that poor lunatic man, and the evil spirit is cast into the herd of swine which ran down the slope and into the sea and were drowned. And the man wanted to be with Jesus, but the rest of them, they wanted Jesus to depart out of their coast. Oh, how solemn. Yes. But, oh, you know, the Lord is so full of mercy. Yes. And so they come. And this ark then is now in the city of, or the place of, village of Kirjath-Jearim. They came and fetched it. Yes. And there was a man, seems to be honourable, that is commissioned to keep the ark. But here, again, is 20 years. Oh, 20 years that it's being kept by this man. But Israel begins. We see how Israel begins. They begin to, the Lord uses Samuel to speak to the house of Israel. And it's very strange, but from the end of chapter 3, the word of the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, and the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. In chapter 4, the word of Samuel came on all Israel. And now we don't read any more about Samuel. until chapter 7. And there's 20 years. There's 20 years. Oh, friends, but now Samuel will start to speak again. Now Samuel will speak the word of God's grace. And he speaks faithfully to them. Yes. Oh, how needful. If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts. Now then, that is very, very important. If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods of Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only. You know, we've got to come to this blessed place of godly sorrow and repentance over our sin and over our iniquities, our transgressions, and repent and turn away and forsake the ways of sin and iniquity. Leave them. Oh, turn away from them. Yes, and it may be, dear soul, you're going to have to ask the Lord to help you. Because, you see, your nature and mine is bent on sin. It comes second nature to us. But to call on God, to walk in God's way, to obey God's commands, to walk in his ordinances, is not our nature. But if you and I are brought to see, being taught of the Lord, to see the error of our ways, to see our wrongdoing and our faults, and begin to blush with shame, to hide our face, to cover ourselves, and to fall down before the Lord. Yes, and with a broken heart, a contrite spirit. Yes, David said, did he not? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And so, poor David. But here, there's the children of Israel. See, here, it wasn't just one individual. It was the land, the house of Israel. It was the house of Israel. Yes, the Philistines dwelt amongst them. They hadn't been turned out of the land as they should have been earlier in their history. But, friends, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, with all your hearts, put away the strange God. Oh, and, you know, well, we need the Lord to show us. No, you and I are not worshipping a piece of stone or a piece of wood. We don't go round with a golden chain and a cross round our neck. No, but we don't have to have those things. We say they're idols, yes. But what about the idols in your heart and mine? Yes, but grace to say, search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in. And dear soul, and you know very well there's a wicked way in you. It's this, isn't it? Divorce my soul from every sin. Let me, thy servant, be. Divorce my soul from every sin. Yes, that's what we need, is it not? Oh, yes, and they come to dear Samuel then. The children of Israel, they put away the Balaam and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only. And Samuel then gives another command. Yes, to gather all Israel. One would assume the heads of the various tribes and the leaders of the people were gathered together. It would have been a big company, and they would go back and report to the general people, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray unto the Lord. You know, when I read this, I thought to myself, yes, what a solemn responsibility there is for the likes of myself and other ministers to pray for the people. Yes, we preach to the people, but we must also pray for the people. Pray for their good. Pray for their welfare. Pray that the Lord would own and bless his word. That the Lord would deepen the work of grace in their heart. That the Lord would snatch them as brands from the burning. That the Lord would hedge up their way. Lord, prevent them from sin and iniquity. Oh, friends, there's so many ways that we're responsible for to ask the Lord to do for his people. You know, perhaps, you know, sometimes maybe this. Why ministers, you know, they're not always deaf and they're not always blind either. And they see things and they hear things. Oh, and yes, sometimes, you know, it's very, very warily, very carefully, have to pray that the Lord would work in this one's heart. Work in their heart, Lord. Do change their heart. Show them, Lord, thy loving kindness and thy goodness and thy mercy. Reveal thyself to them. Oh, yes. Yes. And so Samuel prays for Israel. And they're all gathered together. And, you know, here they're gathered together at Mizpah. And they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. You know, this is a mark of humility. Yes, Israel, well, you see, they fasted on that day. They fasted on that day. Oh, the real prayer. Yes, the fasting. Yes, the prayer and supplication to the God of heaven. Yes, the Lord to mercifully appear and to be with us. You know, as this, here in verse 6, we have sinned against the Lord. Perhaps you have to change the word we, and you have to put I. Yes, a little I, an I with a dot above it, not the big I. The big I is the Lord himself. Oh, I have sinned against the Lord. You know, if we acknowledge our sin, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess, oh, yes, the Lord, yes, is very, very merciful. And, you know, here in the prophecy of Jeremiah, we have where the Lord's people, Israel, how they turn away and how they return unto the Lord. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Behold, we come unto thee. Yes, it's here on my heart, Lord. It's here on my heart. The burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. Dear soul, dear soul, dear fellow sinner, Have you got some past offences? Have you got some of those things you're now ashamed of? You're now ashamed of. You blush with shame. Yes. The Lord is very merciful. Yes. And he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And here Israel is called to repentance. Here Israel, Israel acknowledged their sin before the Lord. Are we acknowledging our sin? Yeah. Oh, you see, and then you see there's this. Oh, and you know, and this is so often the case. The Philistines heard the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah. Yes. And you know, I thought of that case you read of in the book of Zechariah. There you've got Joshua the high priest. And there he is before the angel of the Lord. There he is confessing his sin, his transgressions. And it may be there's one or more in sitting in Swayze Chapel this morning that's just like this. That's like that publican in the temple. God be merciful to me, a sinner. But you know, there in Zechariah chapter 3, where there's this Joshua, the high priest, that's standing before the angel of the Lord. And Satan was standing at his right hand to resist him. And here, the children of Israel then have just acknowledged their sin and their iniquity. We have sinned against the Lord. And then, you see, the enemy comes in like a flood. The Philistines heard the children of Israel were gathered on the Lord. They went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid. Does the enemy come into you this morning? Is he saying to you, but you cannot be saved? You're too bad. You're too wicked. Look at your catalogue of sin. You cannot be saved. The Lord says, look unto me and be ye saved. All ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. The Lord has said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee. Call upon, yes, and again, you see, it's that upward glance of the eye when none but God is near. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. He regards the prayer of the destitute and he doesn't despise their prayer. Remember that, dear soul. You that feel to be so far off, he regards the prayer of the destitute and he doesn't despise their prayer. Look at blind Bartimaeus, sat by the wayside begging, calling out for help. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Yes, there were those there that told him to be quiet. Yes, but he cried the more. The devil, he cannot boast of much, dear soul, if he makes you cry more earnestly. Because, you know, he knows this. He knows that you, poor soul, are calling and crying unto the God of heaven. And he knows, dear soul, that God of heaven is a faithful God and that he will and he does regard the prayer of the destitute. Blessed be his glorious name. Oh, but again, the children of Israel cry to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. Oh, again, what a solemn responsibility Oh, the guards, dear servants. Yes, not to cease from praying to the Lord God for success to his word, that the people may be delivered from unbelief. Yes, and this poor man has got enough of that as well. Oh, to be delivered from unbelief. And so Samuel takes this second lad. Oh, and, you know, Israel, they were to take a lamb of the first year, weren't they, when they came out of Israel. But it seems that, dear Samuel, why, there was this dire emergency, if I can put it like that. The Philistines were coming. Oh, and dear Samuel takes hold of this sucking lamb and he sacrifices it unto the Lord there and then as it burned offering. Yes. Oh, dear Saul. See, Samuel had faith in God. Oh, and here's his faith and here's the sacrifice. Oh, dear Saul. And yes, and the Lord hears and the Lord answers and the Lord sends answers of peace. Blessed be his name. And the Lord heard. And the Lord heard him. He's all, and he still hears. He still hears. He regards the prayer of the destitute, as I've already said. Yes. Those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, it is Jesus inspires and bids thee still see. He took this lamb. He's offered it now as a burnt offering. Oh, and, you know, the Lord appears. Yes, you know, man would say, put it like this, the Lord appeared in the nick of time. No, the Lord appeared the appointed time. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it, and surely come, and it will not tarry. Tarry's leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your soul reveal his love with power. Samuel cried to the Lord heard. Oh, and there's a nail, there's thunder, a great thunder. You know, we read that the Philistines trembled, they were full of fear, discomforted them, they were smitten before Israel. But we don't read that. We don't read that the children of Israel were worried about the storm, about the thunder. Oh, it's all, you know, it's like you read it there in the gospel. Yes, the resurrection morn. Why? The women. Ah, and the angel said unto them, fear not ye. Fear not ye. Ah, he is risen. He's not here. Yes. They didn't fear, but the soldiers trembled. And they fell down. They fainted. They were as dead men. Oh, yes, Jesus, mighty to save. Jesus is a mighty Saviour. Helpless souls have here a friend he has borne their misbehaviour, and his mercy knows no end. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Oh, so then, Samuel, then he will take this stone. Israel overcomes the Philistines. Dear soul, yes, and oh, that you and I may overcome. Yes, overcome our sin and our iniquity. Dear soul, you're only going to do that as you and I are given godly sorrow and repentance over our sin. Looking unto Jesus. Calling upon him in the day of trouble. Yes. And be able to say, hitherto, yes, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Thus far my God led me on and made his truth and mercy known. What does the dear hymn writer say to us here in hymn 961? Brought safely by his hand thus far. Why dost thou now give place to fear? How canst thou want if he provide, or lose thy way with such a guide? Did ever trouble yet before? And he refused to hear thy call? And has he not his promise passed that thou shalt overcome at last? He who has helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through. Give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezer to his praise. Yes, his own, it will be to his praise. It will be to his praise. Ebenezer's to his praise. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Ah, yes, there are these things, dear soul, that we look at. Your spiritual experience and mine. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Yes, delivered us, kept us, preserved us, watched over us. Oh, yes, you know, and hymn number 9 is so applicable, is it not? Yes. He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate, his loving kindness, oh, how great. He saved me from my lost estate, his loving kindness, oh, how great. Well, I leave a few simple thoughts there. May the Lord own and bless, and his name alone, must and shall have all the praise and glory. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Graham Hadley will preach this evening and administer the Lord's Supper afterwards. I think as there are so many poorly and not able to come to chapel today, perhaps it would be best if we cancelled Sunday school. God willing, Mr. Graham Hadley will preach to us again on Friday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. And St. Ives Chapel hope to hold their New Year prayer meeting on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 1052. 1052. Redeemer, whither should I flee? Or how escape the wrath to come? The weary sinner flies to thee for shelter from impending doom. Smile on me, gracious Lord, and show thyself the friend of sinners now. Hymn 1052.
Thank you.
friends, it seems we have lost Mr. Field. Let us seek the Lord's blessing upon that which has been spoken this morning. O Lord, do come. Seal thy word in our hearts. And may it be a comfort to those that have come up as mourners. And Lord, those that are seeking and longing after thee, that thou wilt come and reveal thyself in love and mercy and in peace to their souls, and that they may come to the Lord Jesus Christ and find there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Lord, grant help to each one. Remember those that are poorly. And be with us in the coming service. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.